I'm Leo Green, welcoming you to In The Mood here on lgradio.online. I'll be setting the standard for our programme celebrating the great American songbook, putting you in the mood for classic recordings from the greatest singers, featuring the most loved songs from Hollywood and Broadway. Now, who better to get us in the mood than Hoboken's finest?
Every time it rains, pennies from heaven. Don't you know each cloud contains pennies from heaven? You'll find your fortunes fallen all over the town. Be sure that your umbrella is upside down. Trade them for a package of sunshine and flowers. If you want the things you love, you must have showers. So when you hear it thunder, don't run under a tree. There'll be pennies from heaven for you and me. Every time it rains, it's gonna rain pennies from heaven. Don't you know every cloud contains lots of pennies from heaven? You'll find your fortune falling, baby, all over the town. Be sure that your umbrella is upside down. Trade them for a package of sunshine and flowers. If you want the things you love, you've got to have showers. So when you hear it thunder, don't run under a tree. There'll be pennies from heaven for you and me.
Frank Sinatra getting us going today. You are listening to In The Mood with me, Leo Green, here on lgradio.online. Don't forget, at any point, you can just drop us a line. The email address is info@lgradio.online. So we got started there with a song whose lyrics were written to let the listening public of the 1930s know that sunnier times would follow the financial depression of the late 20s. And people say these songs have no relevance today. In fact, so many of the songs found in the Great American Songbook are as relevant today as they were when they were written. This next one was the result of the composer, Sammy Kahn, overhearing a conversation in a hotel bar. A group of anxious wives were talking about their time spent waiting and worrying while their husbands were off fighting on the battlefields of Europe. They were discussing how they hated Saturday nights because their husbands weren't around to take them out. When one of them mentioned how lonely she felt every Saturday night, at which point something must have clicked in Sammy's head, because he called his composer friend Julie Stein and let him know that he had an idea for a song.
Well, Saturday night is the loneliest night in the week. Cause that's the night that my sweetie and I used to dance cheek to cheek. I don't mind Sunday night at all, cause that's the night friends come to call. And Monday through Friday goes fast, another week is past. Well, Saturday night is the loneliest night in the week. I sing the song that I sang of the memories I usually see, until I hear you at the door, until you're in my arms once more. Oh, Saturday night is the loneliest night in the week. Memories of songs that I usually keep, until I hear you at the door, until you're in my arms once more. Oh, Saturday night is the time to get right. Well, Saturday night is the loneliest night in the
Dakota Staton with the 1944 song inspired by Sammy Kahn overhearing a conversation between army wives. Now, some of the singers we'll be enjoying in this series surpass any kind of pigeonholing with regards styles or genres because, well, their names conjure up their own genres, and this next singer really epitomises this. Sometimes he sung jazz or rhythm and blues, other times show tunes. He also sung gospel, country and western, and even recorded some light opera. I suppose the two words that still describe him best remain his name. Here's Ray Charles.
I'm gonna love you like no one's loved you. Come rain or come shine, high as a mountain, deep as a river. Come rain or come shine, I guess when you met me, just one of those things. But don't ever bet me, cause I'm gonna be true. Well, if you let me, you're gonna love me like no one's loved me. Come rain or come shine, happy together, unhappy together, and wouldn't it be fine? Days may be cloudy or sunny, we're in Orion of the money, yeah, but I'm with you always, I'm with you rain or shine. You're gonna love me like nobody's loved me. Come rain or come shine, happy together, unhappy together, and wouldn't it be fine?
Ray Charles with a song that's the only remaining musical artifact from a Broadway flop of 1946 called St. Louis Woman. And that was written by Harold Arlen and Johnny Mercer, two of the compositional backbones upon which the body of work that makes up the Great American Songbook is built upon. Sammy Kahn, another songwriting giant whose work will feature heavily in these shows, epitomizes so much of so many of the great lyricists who provided so much of the material for the greatest singers. Sammy, in particular, along with Jimmy Van Heusen and Julie Stein, armed Frank Sinatra with an entire canon of hit songs. For now, though, with one of Sammy's earlier compositions for which he teamed up with the composer Saul Chaplin, this one features the voice of Jane Monheit.
This is my first affair. So please be kind. Handle my heart with care. Oh, please be kind. This is all so grand. My dreams are on parade. If you just understand, they'll never, never fail. So tell me your love sincere. Kind. Tell me I needn't fear. Oh, please be kind. For if you leave me, dear, I know my heart will lose its mind. If you love me, please be kind.
Listening to In the Mood with me, Leo Green, here on lgradio.online. And we just heard Jane Monheit with the song that Sammy Kahn and Saul Chaplin wrote whilst in Hollywood in the late 1930s. Now, after that, they did go their separate ways because Saul Chaplin decided that he wanted to become a movie producer. And I suppose it's fair to say he didn't do too badly. West Side Story, High Society and The Sound of Music are just a few examples of his work. Meanwhile, Sammy Kahn went on to establish himself as one of the greatest lyricists we've ever seen. Another lyricist who also provided memorable songs for numerous movies was Johnny Mercer, who in the 60s teamed up with the composer Henry Mancini. Having come up with Moon River a couple of years previously, the pair of them won another Oscar with this next song. Jack Lemmon, who starred in the movie, spoke many times in interviews how when he first heard Mercer and Mancini perform this song to him on an empty Hollywood soundstage on an old beaten-up piano, he simply broke down in tears. Such was the emotional impact of Johnny Mercer's lyrics. Incredibly, this entire lyric we're about to hear is only two sentences long, and yet Mercer's words conjure up an incredible, almost romantic yearning for days and times that have passed and will never return. He speaks about a passing breeze filled with memories, a door marked nevermore that wasn't there before. Amazing stuff. Here they are, heartbreakingly delivered by Peggy Lee.
The days of wine and roses, laugh and run away, like a child at play. Toward a closing door, a door marked nevermore, that wasn't there before. The a passing breeze filled with memories of the golden smile that introduced me to the days of wine.
That's from the collective pens of Johnny Mercer and Henry Mancini, The Days of Wine and Roses. And that concludes this episode of In the Mood here on lgradio.online. Another visit to the Great American Songbook at the same time of 2:20 tomorrow afternoon. Please don't forget to visit our website, which has all the information on all our programs. You're listening to lgradio.online.